Hey, I got two popsicles for
you. You have reached the emergency roadside assistance. My name is Shay. Are you calling me from a safe location?
Oh, yes, I sure am. It's in the convenience of my lazy boat chair.
Okay, and are you
I walked from the car.
Do you lock your keys in the car? Okay. Can I have your first and last
name? No, I walked from the car home.
I'm sorry, repeat that for me?
Wait, let me check your speaker. It might make it easier for us.
Okay.
Is that better for you?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you. What did you say?
All right. I'm Elizabeth, spelled E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H, ready to spelling. Last name's Fideli, spelled F like Frank, E, D like David, E, L E.
Okay, what's a good phone number for you?
The cell phone I'm calling from is 949-942-0826.
Okay, and would you like to receive mobile text messages with the status of your service today?
You could, yeah, this is a good number to receive texts. I'm going to give you the location momentarily of where the car is located, if you need it. I'm sure you will.
Yes, ma'am.
It's Sunday and everything. It's not a big deal. So it's real close to my house. It's just that I didn't expect it to happen. And I do mind it.
So you don't need to receive those text messages?
I would like to have the text messages, yes. But what I'm saying is that if you send somebody out, he can send me a text message. I'll get it. And I'll meet him when he says he's going to go over there. Because I'm like 10 minutes away, 5 minutes away on my bicycle or walking.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, what's your member ID?
What's my member ID?
Mm-hmm.
All
right.
Policy number? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Starts with NRCA. 1, 2, 3, 4 zeros.
You say NRC?
And then the NRC number. That's what I'm telling you.
Oh, no, man. I'll need the policy number or your contract number.
Or my what?
The contract number or the policy number?
Oh, I got the NAIC number, which is 10336. For these papers.
No, ma'am. I don't need the NIC number.
What? And you want a policy number?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that should be easy to get. Would that be above my address when you guys do identification cards by any chance? Or can you tell me what it starts with?
Okay, no, ma'am, just a moment. Let me see.
I've got a policy number, effective date and everything, but it's an NRCA and a bunch of digits after that, starting with 4 zeros. 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 13793 for this.
Okay,
now,
can you verify
what
your address
was
is on file?
Dillon. Yes, I can. I live at 3360 West Lincoln Avenue, apartment number 335.
And what's the year and they make it?
The year's 99 Chevy Blazer.
Okay, what color is it?
It's brown, like a brownish, brown, light brown.
Okay. And what's wrong with the vehicle?
I just need to be towed home. What happened was, I don't want to tell you what's wrong with it because I thought it was just overheating, but I drove it there, and then I had a friend come by, and he said that it needs a new starter, so I just want it towed home for now. I'm not worth a lot of money. I'm not going to just, I got to get a good mechanic to give me a diagnosis first before I spend, I just need to get that address for you, where the car is physically located.
So I do have to ask a series of questions, and if they do not apply, you can say no.
Yeah, it's right in the parking lot of the 7-Eleven on Knott Avenue, close to my house. The major cross street would be Knott and Lincoln. So just let me Google this real quick.
Okay.
Seven Eleven nearest me address. Oh, should I speak now? Hold on, let me show you. Two worked up. I'm telling you, something smells in this house like some food or something. I'm not thinking how weird. Okay, this guy can't do anything.
Okay, sorry. I'll be right with you.
7-Eleven nearest me. Okay. Let's see. It's right in Wayne Park, but I want to make sure it's the exact right one. I visited the mall, so I should have pressed that. Let me see. Within sort by distance. Okay. I know I'll recognize it. Okay, this is probably it. The direction. Just take a second. La, 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 la. Okay. Because it's real close, that's why. If anybody just putting up around. Okay, good you did. Yeah, this looks like it probably is it. Okay, so I that doesn't look like it. That's not the right one. That's probably one. I assume. I'm just going to do it from my house. Here's where I am. I'm going to get there. Just pass by Hood 5, turn this way. And it's right before Crescent. I'll see it. Here's that lounge. It's right across the street. The Tomcat Lounge. That's where it is. Okay, good. Bend. My road. Wells Fargo, honestly. Okay, so it's not Lincoln. It's right by not Lincoln.
Okay.
But it's in a little shopping plaza that has a 7-Eleven and a laundromat of all things. The Tomcat Liquor. There's two. Okay. There's no liquor. Maybe it's a liquor. No, there. I don't remember a Wells Fargo ever seeing one. Here's Lincoln. So Lincoln. I would turn this guy's not the Not it's on not. I know it's on not for effect. Watch. Let's go down to the line. A church. Hey, Ted.
What? Ma'am, I'm still here.
Ted, I'm not in Lincoln Avenue right here on my phone. Can you just direct with your finger the map so we could get to that 7-Eleven? I just couldn't do it right now for some reason. I wasn't going the right way or something. I know it's close before you hit Crescent, but I'm
okay. So before I gotta answer the rest of these questions,
yeah,
before I can get to the map. Okay.
Okay, go ahead and ask.
Okay, so
yeah,
has the vehicle had any modifications that caused it to sit lower to the ground?
Yeah.
Okay, can it still shift out of park? Can it go into neutral?
Yeah.
Is it a four-wheel drive or all-wheel?
It's automatic. I mean, it's, you know, a regular transmission. I mean, it doesn't have it. You shift it into drive, and that's about it.
Okay. And to verify you. Yes, are you answering the question? Okay, and to verify, you will be the person with the vehicle today, is that correct?
What? Will I be with the vehicle?
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't hear the question. I was looking at him. Yes, I will be at the vehicle.
Okay, and to verify, you said, I'm sorry, repeat that for me.
Go ahead.
On the mouth accent, and to verify that your phone number once again is 949-942-0826.
That's correct.
And where are the keys to the vehicle?
The keys? I got the keys in my purse.
Okay. Okay, we need to ride the provider today, or do you have a ride?
I have a ride, no problem.
Right, okay.
A ride back. I won't need the car. It doesn't matter. I'm gonna probably ride my bike to the car.
Okay. And may I have
bike in the car? I don't know if it's true though. Tell me I might need a ride because I don't know if the bike will fit. Because I'm not doing this.
What's the city that the vehicle is currently in?
Well, I'm thinking that it says right here that it is in Buena Park, 8761 Knott's Avenue.
You said Knott's Avenue?
Buena Park.
Buena Park.
Knott. That's very firm. In Buena Park, yeah. 8761 Knott's, spelled K-N-O-T-T Avenue in Buena Park, in Zips 9062 zip 20. It's a plaza. The 7-Eleven is first. My car is in the back of the parking lot. It's just one plaza parking lot. There's a laundromat. My Blazer is in the back part of the plaza, so it's not right where the 7-Eleven is. There's only one, two ways to get coming in and out. Mine would be in the back of the plaza. It's an easy go. Not too many cars are parked there at all by my car. None. So it'll be easy.
And where are you trying to get the vehicle towed to? The address is on file.
My home, the one you had me read to you on Lincoln Avenue, 3360.
You said 3360 or 3066?
3360.
Okay, 3360, okay.
West Lincoln Avenue,
3066. Okay.
I'm sorry. Did they put the wrong address on here? It's 3066?
33.
What is the address? They put it up.
3360.
My registration says 3360. That's the address. I'm sorry. 3360.
Okay. Okay, so I have mapped and located you, and I cannot release you from the line. And since you did opt to receive those text messages, you're going to receive a text message with the provider's name, the number, and their ETA time. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, you've been just excellent service.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling emergency.
Okay, you take care now. Bye-bye.
The same to you. Bye-bye.